Like to start our CROG executive meeting Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. Like to call the meeting to order and ask for public comment if there is any. I'll ask again, anybody for public comment that isn't on the agenda today? Third time, public comment?
Is that really a rule?
I don't know.
I think it's a quick one. I've never seen it, but
Aaron always.
Those are the sort of comments you get from somebody that's retiring.
And move on to number three, approval of minutes.
I move that the minutes be approved as submitted.
October 12th, 2022. Is there a second?
Second, John Coleman.
Thank you, John. All in favor?
Aye.
Raise your hand, stand up, turn around.
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Do you want to move to go into executive session now?
Yes, we don't have any additional correspondence for you today. I did want to, let me just check on Raul because we'll need him and then this door.
Finally beat John Coleman on moving a motion.
Wow. See, on or off?
He's on.
You could still stay on for executive session. We would shut him off.
All right.
We have a motion to move in. In a second.
We'll move.
John Coleman moves.
How about a second?
Second.
John, all in favor?
Oh, you got to include Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. And including Matt
and Gary
and Paula and Gary to stay here. Okay.
All right.
You need to all right.
On. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye.
Okay.
Just put us in the breakout room, Laura.
All right, I'll start that now.
Hold on. Where is the...
See the breakout rooms on the lower portion of the screen?
No, she's going to send people in.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Then I can kick these off for him once we're all in.
They have fun without us in the breakout room. They chat in the breakout room amongst themselves.
So.
Is that time to give you really good minutes? You have that minute? Well, the late conference last night, sorry.
What's that?
It was a late conference last night.
Okay, we got everybody?
Hold on. Laura, do you need me to do the breakout room?
What's late?
I'm adding people now.
It's actually 10:30, so it's not that late. We got past our typical midnight a few years ago. Nothing good happens after 10. It's a rule. Nothing good happens after 10 o'clock.
But you have to click join.
Hi, Fred. They're in the breakout room. I'm going to move you in there. Hey, Rob, they're in executive session right now.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why.
Yeah. this is where we are right now.
Would they enter for the lease or?
Yeah, So that's one of the things that they could go into their separate room for. So right now it's just you and me.
Oh. Who's the other Krog?
It's also me. I do a view of what the guests see.
Gotcha.
As if my two screens weren't enough. How are you today?
I should answer good. So good. How about you?
Good. It's going good. I'm excited for the staff meeting.
The staff meeting? You mean, you mean going over to the thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you in the office?
I am in the office, yeah. Are you?
No. Well, I'm going to multitask and try to get some other stuff done. So I don't mean to be rude, but.
No, it's all good. I'm already setting up for the next slide, so I completely understand.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Did I get here for executive session?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They're in executive session right now in a breakout room.
Okay. Perfect. Smart that you have that set up.
Yeah. You'd be like, I don't think I got the right link.
I was just going to pull up the agenda. I'm like, oh, I bet that's what happened. But
yeah.
Are you able to listen in on both? Like, so when they're out, or how does that work?
Oh, no, I could only listen on in this room. So the executive session, like lease discussions and whatnot, anything like under negotiations, they could be in a separate breakout room, and it's just for board members. So no staff.
But they can get themselves out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They just, Pauline is down there, captain of that ship. So she's going to come back into this main room. Are you in the office today?
Yeah, we just got back from, we did a meeting with Hebron staff.
Right. How'd that go?
It was good. Yeah. Good. They were talking up this bakery though, that was right around the corner and we ran out of time. I'm like,
oh. Oh, I love those little bakeries.
I guess she's like, the baker is like a, award-winning.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up now. Now I'm curious. Flower Girl.
Oh.
In Hebron. She was on like competition shows and stuff that. Oh, they're closed. I guess it's a good thing we didn't take the detour.
Oh yeah, definitely. See hosts.
Oh, not yet.
Let's see.
So it's like all these delicious looking sandwiches too.
Oh, yes.
It says it's open, but It's not. I mean, Google said it was closed, but.
Oh, maybe they had special holiday hours that they haven't like updated.
Maybe. My salad waiting for me in the fridge, so go get that, but it's not looking as good as some of these carby sandwiches.
Oh, nice.
I guess I'll finish my email I started to Rob earlier today.
Oh yeah,
there you go. I love that.
Multitask.
He's multitasking too, I bet. We'll be thrilled to get it. How's your day going?
Oh, it is flying by. I was came in early and finishing up the last minute touches for next week's meeting.
Oh, the PB.
Mm-hmm. So Lot to get done in a small amount of time, but everybody, it's such a good group effort that it makes it a lot better. You know what I mean? It's just like touching up the edges, but.
Yeah, I like how you made that folder too, so that, you know, if you need to make changes to those documents, you can.
Yeah. And I think that's what I'm getting like used to is just figuring out the best layout for CROG. So to say, as things come up and the dates. And I think Matt and I are like working on setting it up just so it's seamless.
Yeah, no, that was, I think it worked, but you know, what if you find it, you need to make a change too, that'll work, but.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about the strategic plan yet, did they?
No. Okay. I'm not sure why they, stepped up to this, but it's coming. It will come up next. I'm gonna go back to that. I don't know if it was a timing issue, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Oh, did they jump out of order?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
But I have it ready to go for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and if anything comes out of the discussion, I'll quickly, you know, I can make edits to the next week's. Or you can, whoever, but whatever makes sense. Hopefully nothing will come up, though.
I don't think so. Matt reviewed it. That's all. I make the small edits that just so it goes on the PowerPoint. But yeah, anything, usually one, the only thing that may get changed is like this, the AIS says to executive committee, it'll just say to policy board.
Okay, I made that edit, didn't I?
I think you did,
meant
yeah.
to, but okay.
I think you did.
And then I added the line about the funding source.
Right, yes, yeah. So that's, unless something is directed at me from Matt, I usually don't make the edits on that.
Oh, okay.
Just I just kind of place it together.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see the new website? Do you like it?
Oh, you know, I went on yesterday just because I had to copy something. So I didn't get to explore it, but I did see that it was up. So that was good.
Yeah. It's up. All the links are working.
Nice.
Seems really good. Yeah.
Oh, the little icon is different too, because in my favorites.
Oh, is it?
It looks different. Yeah.
That's so funny. I do love the Krog color scheme.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks beautiful. Oh, good. The BIL thing. Cause I'm like, it's in the featured, but I'm like, I don't know where to find it otherwise. It's moved off of featured. You got bumped.
Oh, I did. Yes. That's okay. I'm sure people remember.
I was so happy when I got bumped. Oh, good. My picture's not on the front page. Are you going on the tour later?
I am. I'm going to record it for anyone who is not able to attend. So I have a, have you ever used a gimbal?
No.
It's like this, I grab it. You put your phone. I don't know. Wait, where's my thing? So you put your phone, it like,
oh,
there's a
cool
magnet here. And then it once it's stabilized, it
oh,
doesn't look
cool.
Like you're like a rocking, you know, like it's rocking back and forth, like someone's hand and stuff. So it's supposed to keep it, but it's been a while since I used it. So I hope.
It's called the gimbal.
Yeah.
All right. I should tell my sister-in-law because she's got to take videos of my niece playing soccer for the scouts and stuff. So
oh,
she's
nice.
Like, she gets so tired of holding the camera. And then half the time she's like, I miss all the good shots. I miss everything.
Oh my God. No, this thing is made for like professional videos. I bought it for my daughter's first birthday. Cause I wanted like a lot of videos and stuff like, and of course I've used it a couple times, but I got to get back to then like, we haven't really, you know, on vacation. Then you have these like videos that are all like, you can, for me, I can't watch them if they're like too jiggly. But yeah, to make videos, I took a few of these. That one I got from Best Buy, but they have a lot of options now to stabilize the phone.
Does it have like a tripod built in too? Or
yeah,
oh,
so you'll have to come by later. Like a screen, there's like a tripod where you could set it up,
oh,
and
nice.
Then it connects with its app. So it reads it. So then your phone and the gimbal talk to each other, so to say, and it'll stabilize it by like the weight. So even if you're not like exactly in the middle of the phone, it moves like a robot. You have to come by. I'll show you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I should probably actually test it out now.
We'll see it in action later too, right?
Yeah. Hopefully that's the goal. Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna actually prep it for the meeting, so we'll be all set to go for later.
Oh, it open.
This paper here keeps Elizabeth, are you heading over to the tour? Oh, I can't hear you. I'm mute.
Sorry, I'm on mute.
It's all good. I usually start talking to myself and I realize I'm not on mute. So the opposite.
Well, happens. I was doing that. And I was hacking away. I was coughing over here. And with that, would you like to I was going to drive over to the tour. If you want to hitch a ride, but
definitely.
Okay, I parked.
Oh, that's right, because it's at 2. Actually, might take go by myself because I have to send out the policy board stuff. So if it's not done from between now and 2, I might just scoot out early and come back to do it.
Oh, okay. And I don't know where we can park.
There's going to be validated parking in the garage.
Oh, in the garage. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. So, yeah, I got to get out the notification for the policy board.
I'm going to take a water break. Maybe
oh, yeah, go salad. On. Oh, sure.
I'll be back.
I know. Bye.
Gotta make sure everybody's back.
Who went for lunch while they were?
Well, you want to clear that road for loans. Okay. And I will text Cheryl. And what we're doing.
All right. Everybody back?
Oh, Steve's.
Oh, sorry. I think. So,
Steve Jones seems to be bucking up.
Door here.
Did we get Steve Jones?
He's still in room 3.
Maybe he's in the bathroom.
Okay.
They have a different breakout room for that?
Closing in 20 seconds. The breakout rooms are going to close in 20 seconds.
Anyway, oh, okay. So okay.
We'll kick him out of the way.
All right, should we continue?
So do we need a consensus at this time, or do we feel that there's enough of what we think?
I think there's consensus.
Yeah, okay. I was hearing support.
Yeah, okay.
I was hearing support for bringing this.
I didn't hear anything negative.
Yeah, no. Good. All right, so we'll plan to bring the lease to the full policy board next week. Thank you all very much for your support. And Gary, thank you for all your work to date. And we'll need you next week, too. Good deal. All right, Gary, you're free to take off.
Right.
If you want to stay, you're welcome. But
get us 10 more parking spots.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll work on it.
We'll follow up on that, the parking space issue. Thank you.
So moving on to 5.
Yes, 5A quarterly finance report. We have that attached, and Pauline can give you a quick overview.
Yeah. Laurie, are you ready? Can you present the quarterly finance report? Please, thank you. So I think that the general consensus is now that we're in very good shape. We're on track. Actually, almost all the projects are as expected. Right now, and the different revenues and expenses don't always match up at the beginning of the year, halfway through the year, because of when the grants come in, and some of them we invoice after we've spent the money. Some of them, like RSG, we get up front, so you will see a mismatch there, but everything is well within expectations. And I'm happy to take any questions people might have on that.
Just if I may, Peter Souza. Pauline, I see under the on page 2, the balance sheet, the regional solid waste management, it's showing $193,000. Just let me refresh my memory on, is that the money that was set aside for the study, or what else is in that?
Is Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authorities. So they've been, CSWA has been collecting dues membership dues from its members and not spending it. So it's there available for something in the future regarding solid waste. So not by CROG, by the Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority.
Okay. I just wanted to keep John Coleman from trying to take that money.
Peter, we give it right back to you for your roads.
Sounds like a deal. Thank you, Pauline.
I don't know if there are any other questions on the finance report.
Move on to C.
Can we just get a motion to accept it?
So moved, John Coleman.
I think I beat him.
Is there a second?
John second. Coleman. Whatever.
We got Jeff and Steve, actually.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Awesome. I'm going to be quiet.
Moving on to C, update on executive director goals and objectives.
Oh, why don't we do B first?
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got a proposed resolution to approve contract between CROG and Grossman Solutions for our strategic visioning exercise. What I was planning on today is just, you know, looking to get your endorsement to bring it to the full policy board next week, because we would need an appropriation. But as you know, one of my goals for the first year coming in, and I'll start it off and then turn it over to Elizabeth, would be to conduct a bit of a strategic planning initiative, working with our staff team and working with the policy board to identify some key goals and initiatives for the next 2, 3, maybe 5 years. We know what many of them are, of course, but we want to be able to assess the environment, take a look at our challenges and what we see as opportunities. I also think that this would be really beneficial, and some of you all may have done something similar when you started in your roles, to have the chance to work with the staff team to really hone in on our organizational values. You know, what is the staff? What resonates the most with the staff? What does CROG stand for? What's the value that we're providing to all of you, to our members? So have a strong interest in doing this. We conducted a competitive selection process. We had a selection committee comprised of staff members. Elizabeth has been our very capable project manager. And John Coleman did participate. I thought John's perspective would be extremely valuable as the Transportation Committee Chair and as a longtime member of the Policy Board. So Elizabeth, if you can talk just a little bit more about the process and what the primary deliverables are here, then we can take questions from the committee. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
So the process is we issued the RFP in August. We collected about 12 responses, did a cursory review. They kind of were all over the board with the pricing, costs, the fee proposals. So we were able to narrow down pretty much based on, you know, comfortable fees, as well as the description of how the potential vendor would provide the services, and held interviews with 5 firms with the selection panel, and did follow-up reference checks on 2 companies, and decided that Grossman Solutions was the preferred contractor for this engagement. If anyone has any specific questions on that. But our next step would be to, seek approval for to engage in a contract with Grossman Solutions, and then generate that contract as a next step.
Elizabeth, that's very good. Can you add just a little bit more detail on the deliverable in terms of we would do a facilitated retreat? Really, we're looking for these folks to assist us with the facilitation, facilitated retreat with the staff, and then with the policy board, potentially other committees as well, and then the playbook that we'll receive at the end of this.
Yeah, and the playbook would or the with through the effort of the retreat, we would brainstorm vision and mission, organizational values, and then come up with strategic priorities and initiatives, goals, objectives, and then tactics to drive toward the strategic priorities. And that's where I'm hoping Grossman will be of most help with their facilitation of generating those tactics. And then identifying those priorities and metrics as well, bringing the kind of like a rough draft of the strategic playbook but back to the policy board for input, review, and updating, and then reconciling the findings into a final document from that meets staff, policy board, and other CROG members' needs. So for a 3 to 5 year term is what the goal is, to set a strategy forward to get everybody aligned with how the organization will benefit the members.
Thank you, Elizabeth. So we're hoping to complete the project over 6 to 8 months. Pauline, can you touch on where the appropriation would come from, what we'd be looking for from the board next week?
So the funding, we're estimating the $25,000 from Grossman, it would be coming from our local council admin funding, which there is plenty.
Okay.
At this point in time, and we set aside that in the budget, I believe.
Yes, we did. We did budget for that, and we targeted $25,000 to $30,000, I believe. Just questions.
Matt, can I just add for a sec, because you did invite me to sit on the committee, which I was very kind to you, but I would just tell my fellow members that Grossman's was exceedingly impressive. And I think they, what in particular impressed me is I think they captured what CROG is about and what it wants to be and the essence of what Matt is trying to achieve here better than anyone else. And equally, I think important is they're a local organization that operate out of the Hartford area. While they are a national firm, Hartford is their home. And I think they have a special understanding and therefore a special relationship with this region and therefore with CROG. And I think that we're definitely the best respondent, and I think we'll do a superb job. And I think the policy board and as well as the staff will be very pleased with their efforts.
Well, thank you, John, for those good points and your endorsement.
If I may, and I might have missed this tonight, so I apologize. When you're doing some of the strategic thing, are there going to be a session or some type of reach out to our external partners, people like Hartford Foundation for Giving, that we've had relationships on and off, the Greater Hartford partnerships, even kind of some of our, in a sense, donors or grantors or vendors like Department of Transportation, OPM, because I think even if it's just a simple survey or some type of feedback, I think how the other people view us and strengths and weaknesses would be really important feedback as we try to build a new partner chamber of commerce. I didn't know whether that was included or not. But if not, it may be something we want to consider as this is further developed and fine tuned to have such an outreach, because sometimes there's some criticisms that are out there that you don't know about, and addressing those and for more successful relationships can be very helpful.
Yes. So we do have that option, the ability to incorporate additional stakeholder feedback. We didn't contemplate taking this out to the general public. I mean, we do that already with a whole host of our plans, as you know, our regional plan of conservation development, our regional transportation plan, and a host of others. For this exercise, we really want to focus on the staff, the policy board, but other key stakeholders too. So I think that's a very good suggestion, John. It's something we discussed in the process. you know, we could pull together a focus group of kind of the main partners that we work with here in the city and elsewhere around the region.
Because you have an emerging partnership with UConn too. So, I mean, I just think it's important to see what they view as the future of this organization too.
Good. Any other questions?
Only question I had, Matt, was I was just looking at their website and it didn't show much about if they've had any other their local experience with strategic planning. I don't know if that came out in the, you get a little bit of insight. They have a lot of other campaigns that they've worked on. Any insights from the interview you might be able to share?
Yeah, no, we did explore that. They've done some of that work recently for a couple of state agencies. Elizabeth, you want to respond?
Yeah, that did come up during the references was with the state agencies, the strategic planning that they've done and facilitating getting not just the what you're seeing maybe on the website, but more strategic planning work was done through the references listed.
The organizations they did that for, Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah. The Connecticut Office of Health Strategy, the Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut, was another, and Center for Community Change was another organization out of New York.
Thank you.
Some of the firms we did interview, Peter, are firms you would know. They've got more of a national practice in local government. But to some of the points that John Coleman made, you know, this team really demonstrated, because they're local, I think, really good working knowledge of our region, and their fee is very competitive as well.
Thank you.
Matt, can I just ask, we're actually, I've got finance reviewing an RFP right now for this exact work for us, for our council. Is this a contract that we can ride on as some of your others, or is this done exclusively for you all?
You know, we negotiated this exclusively for this engagement, Fred, but we'd be happy to share all the information on the process with you. Pauline, anything you could add there?
We can definitely add the piggybacking language in the contract itself.
Oh, okay. Do you want to explain how that works?
So there's some standard piggybacking language that we put into some of our contracts, so we can make sure that this includes that if you want. So that,
yeah, it would certainly probably save us a couple of months if you guys have already been through this process, and I trust that you know your process was very thorough, and if we can save a little time and use a local group, that would be great, because I really don't know the local group, so this is helpful.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Pauline. We'll do that. And Mayor Walsh had to leave. So if there aren't any other questions, Lori would love a motion just endorsing this for board approval.
I would so move.
I'll second. John Alcester, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, excellent. So I'll move on and try to give you a very quick update on my goals and objectives. I understand if people need to drop off. And this is a set of goals that I developed in collaboration with Pauline, other members of our leadership team, and then importantly, CROG's Personnel and Finance Committee. And most of you are probably seeing this for the first time, so maybe we can I'll review it with you quickly today, and then we can plan to continue it as old business the next time we meet as well. So there are about a dozen or so items here that we selected for my first year, and actually it will continue through June 30th through this initial rating period. I'm not looking for any type of performance review discussion today. You know, if you want to engage in that, we would do that in executive session. And I think the Personnel and Finance Committee will plan to do that later this spring. I just want to give you a very quick update on the goals that we established here. So the first one, and this is what any new CEO would do, I believe, is just working to get to know the organization and its key stakeholders. And what you'll see in the brackets following each bullet, those are just a couple of points about the work I've been doing that relates to this goal or to this objective. So I've been regularly meeting with our member towns, legislators, other key stakeholders, chambers of commerce, state officials, et cetera. I've been making presentations to town councils and board of selectmen, trying to do roughly 2 to 3 of those a month. I've done a number of those already, including for some of you. So thank you for accommodating me. And I'll be meeting with, I believe, Southington and Canton are up next in February. Also with assistance from Aaliyah Miller, our very capable communication staff person, have just initiated a regular blog post for CROG's newsletter. We've moved to a monthly newsletter so that we can add more robust content there. There are a host of new organizations that I'm trying to get involved with. I am staying involved with ICMA, the City Managers Association, City and County Managers Association, because I think that remains very relevant. But I've gotten involved with the National Association of Regional Councils, and I'll be going to my first conference in DC with them next week, actually. And then there are a couple of other organizations, the National Association of Development Organizations and the Association of MPOs, that I'm looking to get involved with as well. So very active on that front. The next goal is around establishing some dedicated positions and other resources to make sure that we can take full advantage of the BIL, IIJA, and other federal funding opportunities, you know, coming in here early on. Saw that opportunity, and I think we're probably the only COG in the state that's added dedicated staff for this purpose. As you know, our staff team wrote a very successful RAISE grant application, $16.4 million, for the Farmington Canal Heritage Trail to close the gaps in Plainville and to bring the trail over to Fast Track in New Britain. And our staff team helped coordinate the submission of the Safe Streets for All application. And we're gearing up now for the second year of those opportunities. On the BIL, you know, it's, and I'd like your feedback on this too. What I'm seeing is that it's a challenge to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a challenge to keep up. These NOFOs are coming out continuously. We have dedicated staff in Elizabeth and Kyle, and it's still a challenge for us. So I can imagine how challenging it is for you, especially those of you who are smaller. And I think CROG, we need to step up and actually prepare the draft of some of these applications like Safe Streets for All, and actually consider serving as the lead applicant and the direct recipient of the grant, which will be new territory for us. It'll be new territory for us, but you know, we're gearing up to do that. We're talking with our attorney in terms of what agreements we would need with all of you, et cetera. Because I can imagine how challenging it is for you to also serve as the lead applicant for a multi-town application. You know, we were fortunate that Farmington stepped up this first year to do that. We've got 5 towns. I want to bump that number up. You know, I'd love to see 10, 15, 20 towns next time around. And what do we need to do to get at that level? So I'm glad we got the dedicated staff here at CROG and want to see us step up into a larger role in the future.
It is overwhelming right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just dug into the TRIP grant, which is a new grant, but it's as bad as the lots of grants in terms of, for a little bit of money, you're dealing with a very complex, and this is just a DOT standard boilerplate stuff. It's like, are you kidding me?
Mm.
You know, this is 25 to 30 hours of work for a new grant for rural towns. I have to pull my engineer. I was going to use my intern. It's like, no, they can do the text, but this is full engineering stuff for stuff that, you know, we're talking about putting in, you know, solar power pedestrian crosswalk, which, you know, we went out and ordered them, installed them, got the DOT encroachment permits, and it was like probably 3 hours of work. The application's going to be 30 hours of work. It's, you know, so that's a discussion with DOT of like, lighten up some of your rules.
Right,
this is
right.
Supposed to be a
supposed to be user friendly.
It's
for the rural towns. It was developed specifically for the rural towns.
And it's not. And the 8 towns that qualify, I think a lot of them are just going to look and go, are you kidding me? I can't do this. But on the federal level, it's even worse. I mean, we've got a BRIC grant going, and you know, their site is just fortress. And we made it through the initial round, like, oh, you have to check this box, but it's locked, so we can't go back and check this box, so we don't even know how to do it. But we didn't have to now do a cost-benefit analysis for 22 buildings that are going to be in a microgrid. It's all the same benefit, but 22 individual cost-benefit analysis. And, you know, we might give up this $1.2 million because we can't do it. We're a mid-size, you know, I consider small, but we act like a mid-size now. I don't know how people smaller than us could do it.
Right. So again, we want to step up and fill that gap. And I think what we're also seeing, these NOFOs are countless, but really there are only a handful that we think are truly applicable to our region. And the Safe Streets for All, you know, probably being the most prominent example. There are a couple of our communities like Hartford and Manchester and some others where the reconnecting communities may be applicable. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're working on those too. So I think we're making progress here, and, you know, really want to thank you all for agreeing to add dedicated staff for this function. You know, Elizabeth and Kyle have been enormously helpful.
But as we go ahead with this TRIP program, it may be a model for other towns for the Safe Streets for All.
Yeah.
Because again, we're looking at modifying old sidewalks for ADA access and then these crosswalks. Very simple projects from implementation phase, but it could be go out to lots of opportunities, because like schools, just put up these crosswalks, because you may have a cross guard during the day, but what about all the after school activities and sports and other things? And God, what's happened to the state? We're killing people. We're killing pedestrians left and right. It's just unbelievable. We have to do something.
Well, the Vision Zero. So the Vision Zero Council that the state established, it's a multi-agency committee. CROG staff is very involved, especially in some of their working committees. And, you know, that's an item on our legislative agenda. And I see us getting more involved there. And using the bipartisan infrastructure law, using that funding source to make these improvements. So let me keep chugging along here. I understand that time is getting short and some people had to drop off. The third item was developing a set of strategic priorities, the strategic visioning organization. And we just talked about that. We're recommending Grossman Associates and appreciate your support. We'll bring that to the board next week, and then we could get moving along with that project. The next item relates to supporting the DOT's efforts to do work along the Hartford line, and also important to us, but really not under our state's control, is that east-west rail project in Massachusetts, because really we're looking for a more robust connection to the north, right? From Hartford to the north, up to Springfield, and then east to Worcester, and then on to Boston. So I've remained in pretty close conversation with the DOT, as well as my colleagues at a couple COGs in Massachusetts. We've issued some support letters to both the Connecticut DOT and the Mass DOT. They're applying, and the Mass DOT is very supportive with the new governor. And we're evaluating opportunities for a public-private partnership to construct the Flatbush station, you know, that serves both Hartford and West Hartford. The next item is working with the legislative committee and other municipal organizations to develop a forward-thinking legislative agenda for 2023. And we did release that. It was endorsed by the board last time around. We're meeting with key legislators now. Kathy Lutz, our lobbyist, has been very, very helpful in that regard. And we've scheduled our first ever virtual legislative update with our 58 member delegation on February 2nd. We did have to reschedule that based on the speaker's calendar. The next item relates to our waste management project. very important issue for our region and the state overall. You know, I think with MIRA's closure, CROG recognized the need, and this predates me, to step into the gap and identify some solutions. So we've retained the firm of RRS and Tetra Tech. We've got a project steering committee. Some of you are on it. We completed the first phase of the project. The second phase, we're getting the draft at a staff level this week, and then we'll be presenting it to our steering committee in the near future. That second phase of the project is developing short-term solutions for us. Really want to focus on things like pay as you grow, getting organics out of the waste stream, et cetera. And then phase three and our option will be looking at new infrastructure. If, for example, we want to consider smaller, more state-of-the-art waste to energy facilities or comparable facilities in our region. And you know, we're in close communication with the city of Hartford on that too. And the city is participating in our steering committee. The next item relates to updating our comprehensive economic development strategy, or SEDS. This is something we need in order to serve as the economic development district. And we've applied for that. Our application actually has been pending for a couple of years now. Pauline religiously follows up with the dedicated staff member, and they tell us it's been a workload issue, a review issue. Our application is strong, and we should get it hopefully in the next quarter. But we've heard that before, and we'll keep pushing. But we need the SEDS in order to have obtain this economic development district designation, which opens us up for federal economic development dollars. So we've retained the firm of Camoyne Associates. I know some of you have worked with them in the past, and they're doing a nice job. And we have an update committee comprised of some of your staff members. The next item is how we would utilize the RPIP program to explore opportunities to expand our shared services portfolio. You know, our team did an excellent job. We submitted 4 applications, as you may recall, and the state is awarding us 3 applications. I think we're probably the first cog in the state to get 3 out of 4 in a single round. So we're getting funding to establish regional programs in animal control, assessment, and code enforcement / building inspection. Our next steps, we're working this through the Municipal Services Committee, which includes several of you. We're going to be meeting with the participating towns. We can take additional towns who may choose to participate now. We're going to be preparing job descriptions for these key positions. And obviously, getting the right people on board to lead this will be absolutely essential. You know, getting a very well-qualified and respected building official, getting a well-qualified assessor. Our initial goal is to provide supplemental services to all of you, to the participating towns. So you have a staff vacancy, you have a busy period, you need an additional building inspector for a period of time, you need an assessor for a period of time, animal control, we want to be able to fill that gap. Smaller towns, you know, there's the potential that smaller towns over time could come to rely on us almost exclusively, depending on how this develops and depending on their needs. And then another thing we're talking about, and Peter Sousa has been very helpful in this regard, is how could we add an apprenticeship program, an apprenticeship component to some of these programs, so that we're training new folks who are gonna go into the building inspection field. We're training, helping to train new assessors, new animal control officers, et cetera. So we're excited about that. That's a good segue to the next item, which is collaborating with Capital Workforce Partners, UConn, to convene a summit on the state of the local government workforce here in Connecticut. Our state, under the governor's leadership, has been very, very focused on workforce development in the private sector, as they should be. We want to make sure that people are aware of what's happening in the public sector too, at both the state and local level, because we're facing thousands of retirements across the state. So we held a very successful workforce summit on November 3rd. Many of you were able to attend. Thank you for that. And we're now facilitating the work of a task force that's coming out of that. We're developing a really good work relationship with CWP, as well as UConn on this. A couple of us participated in a DAS task force focused on building officials. So, and now we're looking at federal funding opportunities to assist with that. Moving on, the next one relates to staff development, you know, really working to lead and inspire our team to initiate a DEI plus belonging journey for our team, and taking some time to critically assess our organizational structure and making adjustments to better enable us to achieve our mission. We did, utilizing the services of our consulting team, we conducted a series of DEI conversations, and we're planning more work in that regard with our staff team. We are in the process, as you know, of reorganizing our planning department into two entities like we had in the past. We're gonna have a Department of Transportation Planning headed by Rob Eloise and Kara. And Kara Radzins, and we're reestablishing under a new name, a Department of Regional Planning and Development, so that we can focus more on serving the land use community, the environmental planning community, and our economic development community. Also under this goal, recently conducted a classification and compensation study to ensure pay equity and to make sure that we're being competitive. And the board endorsed that at your last meeting, as you know. And we've had an opportunity over the course of this year to hire some very, very talented people and bring them on to our team, and they're doing an excellent job. Just three more items here. Developing a system of periodic financial reporting to the board, something CROG had not done in the past, and I think it is pretty standard. So Pauline, working with our finance team, has prepared that report, you know, which we presented to you earlier today. And it's something we'll be presenting on a quarterly basis, just so that you can track where we are, and we'll begin working on our operating budget shortly. Second to last item on the written list here is reviewing our office space needs, because our lease is coming up at the end of August, and most of our meeting was devoted to that topic early on, and we'll be bringing our recommendation to the policy board at its meeting next week. And the last item I had in writing is supporting other key projects that the organization is working on. And I get very involved in these depending on the needs, but I'm careful not to to micromanage. At least I don't think I'm micromanaging, correct, Pauline? Pauline will remind me when I do step too much into something. But we're making great progress on a variety of projects, including our East Coast Greenway Gap study, our MTP update, our website upgrade. You know, we did the soft launch this week. And then deviating from the written list, you know, some other things have come up over the course of the year. We talked about Vision Zero earlier, you know, the dilemma we're facing as a state with these severe traffic accidents involving not only motorists, but pedestrians and cyclists too. That's an issue I think CROG needs to be a leader on. You know, we have in the past, and there's more we can do there. Stormwater management is a big issue for our region. We've had a conversation at the MSC level. We've applied for two state grants seeking funding to assist with stormwater management planning. And I think there's more we need to do in the affordable housing arena as well when we get that that new director on board. So that's a whirlwind tour of the goals for my first year. Happy to take any questions or feedback that you have. And we can, you know, I want to periodically provide you with an update along these lines. If this format doesn't work well for you, I'm happy to try a different format.
I think this is great, Matt. Well done.
Thanks, Steve.
Ambitious workload.
Yeah. Ed, don't add anything to it, board members. I think he's already overloaded. Matt, my only thought would, if you maybe on the accomplishment part, if you maybe bulleted ones, just so people like me who read in half incomplete sentences.
Yep. Okay. Good suggestion. Thank you, Peter. Any other questions or comments? All right, hearing none, back to you, Lori. That's our last agenda item.
So the most important think of the end of the meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
You had a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
everybody. Yep.
Be well, be safe.
Thank you. Great day.